Blog Talk Radio.
To the Soul Sisters Show here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Today is the 7th of June, and our topic is romance in a spiritual sense. I'm Anne, coming to you live from Rhodes, Greece. We have a very hot and nice weather here, 35 degrees Celsius, so it's kind of getting sweaty. And we are the show that discusses the Akashic Records, the soul realignment, and other healing modalities and psychic topics. You can talk with us about our topics and get a mini reading live on air if you call in at 714-816-4628. 714-816-4628. International callers dial +1 714-816-4628. And remember to press 1 on your keypad on your device, either laptop or if you have an iPhone or anything, so you'll be placed in the queue and can speak with us live on the show. We have a new feature also. It's really not very new. It's about 2 weeks old. And you can listen live and chat all in one place. Now you can listen to our live shows and text chat with us in the new chat room. So please join us and go to psychictalk.net/live. psychictalk.net/live. Listen to the show and chat with us in the chat room, text chatting. So call in now and get your spot early, 714-816-4628. 714-816-4628. And let me bring on my co-host for Soul Sisters, Sue, all the way from sunny and hot Arizona. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Hi, Sissy. Hi, I'm fine. Yes, hot. That's an understatement today. We're not doing Celsius. We do the temperature, which is going to be 110 today. Yeah, you can boil an egg on the road or the sidewalk. It's going to be a hot one.
It's going to be a hot one. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, and we have a great show today. It's an exciting topic, actually, and this topic is huge. It depends on how you see it in from which angle you approach this topic. So we're going to speak about romance in a spiritual sense. And I know, Sue, that you wanted to recap, talk a bit about our last show, just so a bit briefly so that we can remember a bit from there. And if you didn't have the chance to listen in, you can go to psychictalk.net/soulsisters and find the episode from our last show. Go ahead, Sue.
Yes, last week's show was absolutely amazing. Our guest was Joyce Sound, and she was fabulous. We did a program on gifted children with special needs. This was a topic near and dear to my heart, and I think all of us who have children or have children in our lives would understand that when you have a special needs child, that child is just They are very aware. Joyce was our guest, and her daughter is a special needs child. She's not a child anymore. She's actually a young lady. But she's deaf, and Joyce noticed very early on that she had an awareness about her. And, yeah, it was quite interesting last week. I would definitely recommend going in and take a listen to her. Now, we're doing a part one, which was last week, and probably a two and maybe even a three of gifted children. When we'll let you know in advance, of course, when we start to do this, because we'd like the audience to bring in either their children or speak about their children and what gifts they have and what they've noticed about their children. And of course, our guests are more than welcome to talk about their own unique gifts as well and when they were kids. Don't forget, you know, you can listen in to the Soul Sister Show by going to psychictalk.net/soulsisters and find the episode. You can scroll down until you find and click listen to past shows. Of course, this is the show based off the Akashic Records and Soul Realignment reading, which is fascinating in itself. That topic we absolutely love. I think it's one of our most favorite healing modalities, so to speak. So, Anne, what do you say we get into today's topic on romance in the spiritual set?
Absolutely. I'm so excited because this is a topic we can speak a lot about. It's very exciting.
Right, right. So my take on romance is probably a little bit different than what most people would think when first hearing the word romance. I see romance as something that's an excitement, and it's associated with love. And of course, love in itself, you know, we tell our children, for instance, that we love them differently than we love our spouse or partner. And really, it's just an energy. This is, we all give off this amazing energy with love. And so I kind of see all relationships, whether they're friendship, sibling, parent, child, parent, grandparents, those are, in my mind, that's how I see romance. Romance is not so much a sexuality. And the reason I say this is because the soul by nature is genderless. So we're neither male nor female. We just are. And we can be attracted to other people at different ages. We can be older and someone could be younger. And that attraction doesn't denote a sexual attraction. It's just a soul recognition. You recognize something that's very familiar, and it feels
very
easy. Yeah, yeah, it is. And I even right down to my relationship with Anne, there is that it's a... You can call it a romantic feeling without that expectation in your mind that it's romance in the sense what every person feels romance is. Romance is very vast between people. And for me, it's having that instant connection, that knowing when you first meet someone, the sense of reuniting again with that person. The word romance is very broad in my mind. It just doesn't denote one relationship. It's basically like twin flames, and twin flames do not have to be relationship, partner relationship orientated. Sissy, would you like to respond in any way, or do you want me to keep going?
Yes. Twin flames are interesting because, and soulmates also, because I'm speaking a little bit about twin flames, because we, many of us, think that when we search for the other half of ourselves, and we think that we're going to find someone that will fulfill us, right? But actually,
right,
meeting your twin flame, it's absolutely more than that, and it can be challenging as well, because in every relationship we mirror each other. But twin flames, it's like it's inbuilt that you have this mirroring and you are here to help each other. So whatever you have inside of you that is like an unfinished business, that's going to show up in your twin flame. So I think it's very nice that we might not find all the time our twin flame, because it can be very challenging, but it's so beautiful. And when you realize that you mirror each other and you can help each other out, because it's like lighting up the path for the other part. And twin flames are from the same soul group and from the same spark, soul spark, so to speak, that makes sense to all of you. And it's absolutely fantastic. But twin flames does not have to be, as Sue just said, neither soulmates or twin flames have to be the opposite sex or a possible partner for us, because that's not what it is all about, actually. So we can have a twin flame that we find and become our best friend in this life, and our like soul sister, like how I feel with Sue. That's kind of a relationship like that. And yeah, I think I've covered what I can say about twin flames.
Right. Sissy, we had a little hiccup there. I don't know if you heard. Tiny one. My apologies for that.
Okay.
I agree totally. And I want to expound a little bit more on twin flame. My take on twin flame, we all associate that word, twin flame, or those words with a partner, a physical, sexual partner, marriage, boyfriend, girlfriend. In reality, twin flames are, in my opinion, just one person's opinion, kind of like the soul that went off in different directions, kind of like soul pieces in a sense, a soul facet, but not to that degree. I think since we're all a part of the collective, and we could have been, maybe in the past, we could have been an individual who was together at one time. I don't know if that makes sense. I'm trying to bring it down to a little bit more layman's terms. If you take the soul itself, it's made up of several parts, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so under that, and this is just theory, it's my theory, if the soul is made up of several parts, that when we talk about twin flames, literally we could have been as one at one time. And that's just my theory, and this is why when we meet an individual with that instant connection to each other, there's that knowing, that like-mindedness, you know, that,
yes,
that spiritual connection. And that's just, you know, my theory on it. And then, of course, we can go into you know, how many times we incarnated, and as in the romantic sense. So if you and I, as an example, we could have incarnated, and our past could have been partners, friends, lovers, siblings, coworkers, you know, a boss, enemies, even just for a short period of time. There's just that recognition that this is very familiar, that we know each other on a much deeper level, a spiritual level, as it would be.
Yes, it is. And Sue, I know you have a story of a past life that we share together. Do you want to share that?
Yeah, I'm willing to if you are.
Correct me if I get
this wrong. Anne and I both have a very similar memory. And this memory stems from, I believe it's probably World War II. Would you agree on that, Anne?
Yeah, I agree. Because it's like I most often get my signs and guidance and things like that, like visions. So the visions that I saw, and I could see the clothes and everything, that took me around that time period, actually.
Right. Well, we were both in the military, but the key to this was that we were opposing, we were enemies. And if seen each other where I shot Anne, and so that creates a connection. One, I think, you know, in war there are many deaths and killings, and it connects us. Not always in a nice way, but it connects us. And you saw me shoot you.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
Now, you forgive me, right?
I think about it. I'm just kidding. Of course I do.
Go ahead. You think about it.
No, I was just kidding with you. I said I think about forgive you.
Now, here's something. I don't know. It's been a long time since you and I discussed it, but I have seen you on the ground, and I'm parachuting out, coming down to the ground. And in my vision, I see me firing, which is so stupid, but firing a weapon as I'm coming close to the ground, because I actually spot you.
Okay.
And then I end up landing. So, and it's really kind of funny. I do this like barrel roll land, I guess. And I'm, you know, we kind of discussed the outer details of it, not the inner details, which is fine with me.
Yeah.
But
yes.
And I see. I've always seen what looks like trees, and I want to say jungle, but I'm not sure. When I finally shoot you, okay. And believe me, this is a show about romance, everyone. Just take a different angle. Am I on the ground when this happens?
Yes, I think. But I think you shot me, and I think your plane went down. You came with an airplane. That's my vision.
Okay. Right. Yeah, we've never really, we've spoken about it in the past, but we never really brought it back up. And so that, to me, is a connection. And I know you feel that way, too. That's what I see before in the past, that you know, we can have many incarnations with each other and not even be related. You know, we can be enemies and later on incarnate again and be siblings and then incarnate
yes.
again and be romantic partners, friends. And this is why that word, I think romance is so broad in my mind for me. It's more broader
yes.
than your standard relationship.
It is very broad, and you know we tend to incarnate with the same souls over and over again. But sometimes we come into a family where we don't know the souls from other times. But that's another story for another day. But we usually kind of follow. It's like a red cloth. So we follow each other from lifetime to lifetime, and here. We can speak a little bit about soul realignment too and the energies, because all of these things that happen to us, when we are here on Earth, we are not, most of us are not conscious about previous lives and things. But we have these connections, romance connections or connections that, like you shot me. So.
Yes.
That is
my apologies.
Energy. So if we so if we didn't clear that issue in that lifetime and actually we didn't have the time because we just transitioned both of us. So those are energies that can keep following us because we didn't clear. And here's another thing. To clear something, it is also like karma. To clear something, an energy that is present with us, be it a romance or something like enemies like we were,
right.
and is following us, we need to clear it while incarnated, because anything created in this dimension needs to be cleared in this dimension. So it's nothing that we can actually do in between lives. We can try to squeeze our cheeks and say, I've got to remember this when I come down again. But
yeah,
I think we most of the times we don't. But it's very interesting, and yet we have this so beautiful. It's like a love relationship, but Sue is married, and I'm having a partner, so we have our things. But it's so deep. It's a very, very, very deep connection. And I think that most people don't think about the depth of a romantic relationship, because I have to say this again, it's so fantastic. It's not only lovers like partners. That's just a part
right.
of it. And it has nothing to do with sex either. Nothing,
right.
actually. So
right.
it's totally on a different level.
I think it's, you know, that it's that unconditional love that we feel, you know, that we experience. And to me, whether it's romanticizing that, which I don't believe it is, because like we've discussed, there's just that unique instant attraction. And it's not attraction, you know, I'll repeat that, it's not attraction in the sexual sense. It's an attraction to that spirit. It's
yes.
that feeling of kindred spirit, you know, that, excuse me, that we connect on a much deeper level. It's the genuine affection and respect for one another and no judgment. You know, there's absolutely no judgment in our relationship. In all the years we've known each other, I don't think we've ever
yes.
stood in judgment of each other.
No.
No, go ahead, Susie.
The nice part is that I didn't realize that I searched for another part of me. And then I suddenly found you 3 years ago. And, you know, when you meet someone, you know, this whole connection is so strong. Goes back so many lifetimes, goes back all the way to the beginning. And it's absolutely fantastic. You just know it. And if we wouldn't be, if we would have an argument, but I don't think in this lifetime that will happen. But if it was kind of a previous lifetime and we would have an argument or we would split up or anything, that would make us feel sad energetically, if that makes sense to you. Because we would know that we missed something.
Right. And I think, quite honestly, it could take many, many, many incarnations with people in our lives, because I think it's like a recycling. A lot of people in our lives have been with us in the past. And, of course, it's not perfect, as we all know, but and there's always that little something that happens to all of us. But that just on your and my level and our experience, I think because we don't have any judgment, it's more of a spiritual support system that we have with each other on all levels of life. We support each other on all levels. And while we may disagree on issues, it's never something we fight about. We can agree to disagree on something and leave it at that.
Yes, and that's beautiful, because we never really go into drama, do we?
No, we don't.
No.
I think experience can do that too in life. You know, you kind of recognize things that are dramatic or drama-based, and you know you can join in and be a part of that, but then it's just continue. It keeps continuing, and then more drama. You invite more drama. You and I tend to just cut it at the pass and say, okay, nope, that's just an area we're not going to go in. And it's not that we won't discuss something. It's just that we won't take on the energy that's a very negative vibration, in my opinion. I think yours too.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I want to throw something in here. If you haven't called in to try to chat with us online on air, you can call in at 714-816-4628. 714-816-4628. And international callers dial +1 714-816-4628. So, just wanted to make a notice.
Okay.
And how about you were talking about spiritual partners and higher vibrational signatures. That's interesting.
Right.
Can you explain that to me?
Well, for me, when you and I are just a perfect example of that. And, oh, by the way, I was just going to say my son as well. Just a quick note. Happy birthday, son. Mom loves you. Wow, 30. I'm starting to feel old.
You're not. You're mature.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy birthday, Mike. Happy birthday, Mike.
With spiritual partners, and I think, again, you know, when you think spiritual, it doesn't mean religious-based. So I just want to emphasize that. It's not something that's religious. Many people can see something, an experience, as a spiritual experience with no connection to any religion. But on that sense, when you have that type of relationship with someone, the signature can be very strong between two people or three or a group. And when you have that type of energy, you can disrupt electronics. And Anne, you and I notice this all the time, and I have it happen with my son as well, just like with you. There's that strong vibrational connection between you and I, and I can I always know something's going on or something doesn't feel right with you, or if you're at a high energy level, or if you're both at a high energy level, our phones usually get very hot. Hence why her and I have to wear headsets when we talk to each other. And that's just the closest electronic item to us at the time.
Yeah, I actually wonder, because we never met in person. We speak every day, sometimes several times a day. And not always with a video, but every time we speak, there is something going on. And I would really like to know what's going to happen with the energies when we finally meet in person. I'm curious.
I think we got to make sure everything's grounded. You know, and the phones have to have keep away from the phones, because I'm afraid we would probably blow them up.
Yes.
Or the lights might flicker a little bit.
Yeah. But it's actually common that energies and spirits also can do things with electrical things, electronics, because I experienced that a lot of times, and if it's a spirit that's coming, they want your attention. It's because dimension we are living in right here, it's more dense and more heavy. It takes more energy from the spirit to try to show themselves for us in any way, or try to make their presence known. So a very usual and common way is to do something with electronics or lamps or things like that. That's very common, actually.
Right.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is. It is very interesting. And I think on the vibrational level, with that feeling of romance with someone, or that, I'm hoping everyone, I know everyone's going to take romance in the physical sense and the lover's sense, but again, I have to just repeat, romance isn't always in that sense that we're in a sexual relationship. A romantic relationship, in my mind, is energetically love. Okay, basically what it comes down to. Love energy. And we all have that for many people in our lives. And I think one of the questions would be, how can a couple, for instance, in relationships, can be in a relationship while growing on their spiritual path. So or an individual.
Someone cope with.
Yeah, how can they cope with, I was going to say a couple, but that's kind of, how can an individual cope with relationships while on their spiritual path?
I think that usually relates to what we think of as the usual type of romantic relationship, a partner or spouse or something like that. And that's interesting, because it can be challenging, because if you try to develop yourself, it doesn't necessarily mean that your partner wants to, but you don't need to split up either if both parties have an understanding. But here's the thing. If you are trying to develop and grow, and you try to work on yourself, and your partner does not, that can actually be a real challenge, because you change. And if you're with someone for 10 years, you will not be the same as you were when you met, if that makes sense. So it needs for people to be, someone to be open.
Yeah, I agree.
Are you there? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
I thought I lost you. That's why. Sorry. But it's really...
Okay.
I have been struggling with that part for myself. And the usual advice is that you can't be with someone, but that's not true either. It has to do with every situation and how open people are to each other. Because if you are with someone and you actually are involved deep with them, then that means you have a deep connection and there is a reason why you met. Maybe you, sometimes, if we go back to soul realignment, sometimes we agree to meet each other again and we have some things we need to clear out. We may have made promises that are still with us energetically and things like that. And in that case, yes, we might not be supposed to be together. But if you find it very challenging to develop yourself and grow, I think that to communicate and to speak with each other, that's very, very, very important. And you might reach a point also when you say, okay, this is not my kind of thing. This is not my cup of tea. I'm not actually think that I want to spend my life in this environment, because sometimes it can become negative if two people don't understand each other. So that's very interesting. But it's not like everything. It's not one answer to a question, because everything depends on so many things, and the reason that you met and how other parts of the relationship are functioning, so to say.
Right.
So I have one more thing I would like to say, and then we can go on to some announcements. What can a relationship show me about myself? That's an interesting question. Because, do you want to answer that or should I keep on?
Well, let me just interject real quick. I think as we grow, our perspective with ourselves change. I think opinions change. Spiritually, we change. At least, you know, you hope you do. And our view of the world changes too.
Yes, it does.
And you know, we're not the children we once were. Well, at least I'm not. I'm just a more mature version of that child.
That sounds great. It's but, nice, you know, to keep your inner child alive.
Right. And I think, what can a relationship show me about myself? I would emphasize what can a spiritual relationship, and again, it doesn't need to be that quote-unquote romantic partner. It could be that romantic friendship, which, again, is not a sexual. It's more than that. It's a deeper love. And I think it can bring out the best in you. If I'm going to speak about a relationship with my partner or husband, for instance, we're nothing alike, and yet it works, you know? And It shows me that truly that opposites can attract. And
absolutely,
there's no judgment with him or I either with the things we like. You know, there's just a great support system for one another.
Yeah, I think that's very, 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 very good and a very big gift to have, because if we are very much alike with our partners, how can we grow? Right?
Right. Yeah. And I don't think that, you know, everyone says you need to grow together. Yes, you can grow together with totally different perspectives and ideas as long as you have the foundation, the fundamentals that would bind us the things that are close to our hearts. I think that's what can, and communication, of course. You've got to communicate your feelings for someone or something that could potentially disrupt your relationship. It happens to the best of us. But the thing is to not stand above or in judgment of each other. And that goes with any relationship. It's not just partners or marriage. You know, it could be friendships, siblings. Even, with parents and children, if you let children know that, you know, you're not above them and you just treat them like a human being, I think more, you tend to get more, better response and things seem to be a little bit clearer between you and your child. There's a deeper, rich understanding between parent and child when you don't stand above them or you don't give up that energy of standing above them.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a bit over the bottom of the hour, and I'm going to make some quick announcements, and then I think we go to calls, so just hang in there and listen to us, and if you haven't called in yet, you can call us at 714-816-4628, 714-816-4628. International callers dial +1 and 714-816-4628. And I would like to promote a bit about all our amazing episodes of Psychic Talk Radio coming up this week. You can go into psychictalk.net/upcoming, psychictalk.net/upcoming. To find out all of our upcoming shows for this week and a bit into the next week. Next episode with Soul Sisters Show with us, hosts Sue and Anne, is next Thursday, June 14th, and we will have a very special guest, Sherry Myers, who is a writer, author, and producer, and she's making the Glitch movie. And we're going to talk about the Glitch movie and angels, plus take your calls for questions and mini readings. So join us. It's next Thursday, June 14th, 9 a.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. London time. And the next upcoming show here on Psychic Talk Radio is tomorrow on Friday, June 8th. It's a Goddess Guidance show with hosts Shakti and Devi. Shakti and Naki, and they will discuss the sacred breath and sacred movement of the goddess. Oh, that will be exciting. Plus, they will be taking your calls for questions and mini readings on air. They will be on 5 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow, Friday, June 8th, and 1 a.m. London time, if you are in Europe. Saturday, June 9th, is the Psychic Saturday show with hosts Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle, and they will welcome a very special guest too, Michael, the Crystal Queer. And he's a crystal healer, tarot reader, and toe reader, so you don't want to miss this show. I think this is the first time someone came on radio live as a toe reader. That's very interesting. They will be on Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time and 7 p.m. London time. And we have Sunday. That's Psychic Sunday. That's this Sunday, June 10th, and with hosts Dax Carlisle and myself and Anula. And we will hold open lines for you. So you call in and set the topic, whatever is on your mind, and you can call in for questions, like having mini readings or just wanting to discuss something that you feel is very intriguing. So we'll be on this Sunday, 10 a.m. Pacific time and 6 p.m. London time. And you can learn more about all our upcoming shows at Psychic Talk Radio Network. We have shows 7 days a week, and you can find out all information and times for the upcoming shows at psychictalk.net/upcoming. And I also want to remind you, if you haven't called in yet, now is a great time to do so. You can call in at 714-816-4628. We have a Twitter account, so you can find us on Twitter. That's psychictalk.net/Twitter. So please join us on Twitter. And we have a Facebook group where you can meet and chat with our hosts and discuss everything and anything psychic and discover upcoming shows and past episodes. So you go to psychictalk.net/Facebook. And if you would like to contact me or Sue for a private reading or a question or anything, you are very welcome to visit our host pages at psychictalk.net/Sue or psychictalk.net/Anne. And so we're going back to calls. Do we have a caller here? Let's see who have been waiting for some time here. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello, caller. Hello. Hi.
Hi. This is Mike. I'm calling from Florida. Sue's son.
Hi, Mike.
I just wanted to call in and thank you for the birthday wish. I won't take up too much of your guys' time, but I wanted to call
and
thank you for the birthday wish.
So you're considered mature now, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't feel very but we'll go with that. I like
Hello?
To think I'm
not saying. So do you have any nice input for us on our topic today, romance in a spiritual sense?
Not so much. I just wanted to call in and thank you guys for that birthday wish.
Oh, you are very loved. You know that.
What's that?
And said
you,
you're very loved,
loved.
Mike.
Thank you. I knew that already. But.
So what are your plans for your birthday today?
Going out with a few friends and playing some trivia.
Fun. That's fun.
Yep.
Hey,
Tell
Anne a little bit about yesterday, Mike, when you did trivia up against 12 other people.
Oh, we were in second for a while, and then we lost miserably at the end. But me and my brother Mike, we were out playing. We held our own up through the very last round, just us two. And then we took a nosedive, so.
Oh.
What was the final question?
In what order... in chronological order, what came about first? And the question, it was like multiple choice. It was crayons, the Titanic sinking, the Oval Office, and the and Dr. Pepper, like the first Dr. Pepper drink sold.
And you failed on that one?
And we had to put them in order, and we missed it by one.
How many
it
other people?
Dr. Pepper, Franz, then the Oval Office, and then the Titanic. But we put the Oval Office and Titanic out of order.
Oh, that's
wow.
funny. Was it Was it just two people against 12 people, or were there more people there for trivia?
There are many. There's many teams. The largest team was of 12 people, and they got first place because, I mean, they got more resources with 12 people.
Right. Right. Oh, that's funny.
So we added to our ranks.
Go ahead, Mike. Say that again.
I said we added to our ranks today. We added a few people to our team.
Good luck. You'll have to let me know how that goes.
Yep. That's nice.
I definitely will.
Well, should we
I appreciate it. I appreciate the birthday wish. I just want to call in and say thank you.
Very nice. But I actually did something here for you. I pulled two cards for you because I wanted to give you something as a reading or something. And I pulled the cards from the Power of Love activation cards from James Manpra. And it's speaking about elevation and ownership. And that says to me that you are consciously making decisions to raise your vibration and your love. So you are working on that. And it's like the ownership tells me that you own what you do in your life. That's great. That's a nice message. Does that resonate with you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, he owns it, all right, Sissy.
He does.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, Mike, have a great day, son, and enjoy yourself.
Thank you. Thanks, Anne.
All
thanks,
right.
Mom. Have a fantastic day.
Right.
Bye, Mike.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, Sissy, that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. You didn't expect that, did you? No.
No, I didn't expect it. You know, you would think I would recognize my own son by now, but, you know, we're on here doing a whole bunch of things at once. I don't, you know, I'm taking notes and I hear Mike and I'm like, okay, let's call her Mike.
Oh, that's funny. I was thinking that we could pull a card actually for romance today as a message to our listeners. How about that?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
And if you want to pull a card, you too, after.
Yeah.
I actually pulled now from the Romance Angels Oracle cards from Doreen Virtue. And speaking about children here and healing family issues, and I think it covers kind of what we have been speaking about here, because our children are precious and they are born within our relationship. And that is a traditional romantic relationship most often, not always.
Right.
And we can actually do a lot for them if we are conscious about them. Because last week we had a show about gifted children with special needs. And this time we're speaking about romance in a spiritual sense. And how can we help our children? Well, we can help them with letting them have the confidence to be who they are at a soul level. And
right.
To be open, because our kids also are most often our soulmates. Sometimes
right.
We can have a kid that is our twin flame, but they are most often our soulmates. So we, in a previous lifetime, we might have been siblings or a person with an aunt or an uncle, or just very, very, very good and tight friends. So there are many
right.
options, and you can actually help them to heal if you listen to them and you see them and you let them be the soul that they are. That's a great help. I think that's the greatest gift we can ever give to someone, because they will be more confident. And we have differences. We have from
right.
our energetic signature. So it's very, very, very important to be able to see that, because if you try to tell your kid you're supposed to be a writer and their passion is something else, then that's up for a challenge for your child and for yourself.
Well, again, like I said prior to my call, it's like standing above, you know, when you stand above anyone, whether it's the parent, child, or anyone, sibling, friend, partners, when you do that, I think it's ego-driven. That's one. It's I know more than you do. And so you kind of see that person like towers over someone. And that already creates a discord and a disconnect between you and whomever, you know, we're speaking about. And
yes.
I think we came close in pulling very similar cards, because I did Doreen Virtue's romance deck as well. I got keep an open mind. And this, of course, is about this is. Did you pull the same one? Because this one speaks of the soulmate, you know, may differ from the usual type that you experience or your expectations are.
Yeah, that's exciting. Interesting.
Yeah, and it speaks to me about not keeping an open mind. You know, keep your mind open about new people. And it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that physical relationship. Just keep an open mind about anyone who you meet.
Yes.
And don't stand in judgment, of course.
Yes. And here's another thing, too, that can be a challenge. So we need to be very open-minded, and we need to question some things, because we are brought a lot of things that are kind of unwritten and unsaid. They are mentioned sometimes in our childhood, but it's family, traditions, culture, society, how we are supposed to be. So it can be challenging to step out of the box, actually. And to walk this path, you need to step out of the box and sometimes question, if I go back to children, what am I going to teach my children? How do I give them their freedom? Who said to me that I need to act in a specific way? Does that give me anything, or is it holding me back? If that makes sense to you. So I think that's fantastic, actually, to be able to do for your child.
I think if you give them permission to be playful, you know, give them permission rather than, like I said, stand over them and being forceful and aggressive to your children. You just give them permission to be the people that they are. And they flourish. You know, we don't. I think, like we talked about love and romance in the spiritual set, and I think you have that connection, you know, with your children. It's that instant connection.
Yes. And that's beautiful. That's a big task.
Right.
So,
well, Sissy,
yeah, tell me.
Go ahead. I was going to say, we're coming to the end of the show, and I'd like to thank everyone for listening in. Today was kind of a unique and different topic. You know, we took it in a totally different direction.
But I actually think we had an interesting topic, because with romance, most people think about it as the ordinary sexual relationship, but that's just a part of it. It's much bigger than that. So it's huge, actually.
Right.
So, Soul Sister, it is the top of the hour. So I'm just kind of thinking I would like to mention some things.
Sure.
Next episode with the Soul Sisters show with us, host Sue and Anne, is next Thursday, June 14th. And we will have a very special guest with us. It's Sherry Myers, and she is a writer, author, and producer of the Glitch movie. So she's actually making a movie with people's experiences and contacts and connections with angels. So that will be very, very interesting. The Glitch movie and Angels with Sherry Myers. So you don't want to miss that show, actually. You will have to listen in. And we are on next Thursday, June 14th, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and 5 p.m. London time. And the next upcoming show here on Psychic Talk Radio is tomorrow, Friday, June 8th. And it's the Goddess Guidance Show with Shakti and Naki. They will discuss the sacred breath and sacred movement of the goddess. Plus, of course, they will be taking your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. They will be on 5 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Central, and 1 a.m. London time. So go to psychictalk.net/upcoming to catch all our upcoming shows, and you can read about each show there and see the times and special guests and topics and everything. Sue, do you have anything that you want to tell the listeners before the show ends?
Sure. Yeah. One more final note. I would definitely suggest if you want to get a hold of Anne or myself, you can just go to psychictalk.net/Anne or psychictalk.net/Sue if you'd like a reading or you want to find out about the things that we offer. You're more than welcome to contact us. We also are very big on healing. Of course, soul realignment is a healing modality. I think probably one of the biggest for Anne and myself.
Yes.
Please get a hold of us if you'd like to find out more, or if you need us for anything special or in particular in your life. Okay,
yeah.
And I think I enjoy our conversation always. We always have a blast. I love you and miss you.
I love you too, and I miss you too. And here's one thing more. I know that we nowadays run the board by ourselves, but I want to thank our producer, Dax Carlisle, for helping us behind the scenes anyway, because he's doing a lot of work for us. So
yes.
I want to thank him too. So I'm saying love, light, peace, and joy to all of you, and see you next Thursday,
Angels
9
watch over
a.m.
you
Pacific.
All night long. Ditto, Sissy.
Ditto. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.